Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. An Austin woman waits for roadside assistance after she blows out a tire. Ronaldo Tapia Arcibar pulls behind her car in a white SUV, claiming he's there to help her get a replacement tire. When the woman gets into his SUV, he locks the door, takes her to his apartment complex, and sex assaults her.
Nancy, the woman asked to get out of the car and tried to unlock the doors. When she couldn't, the woman shared her location with a friend, begging for help. When the woman is able to escape Tapia Arcibar's car, she immediately calls 911 and police arrive just 10 minutes later. Officers surveil the complex, finally spotting Tapia Arcibar leaving 7 hours later. He's taken into custody without incident.
Ronaldo Tapia Arcibar, 31, now charged with kidnap and multiple sex abuse charges. Melina Logan test drives a Honda Civic at a Florida dealership. When the salesperson gets out of the car, Logan takes off. The highway patrol quickly catches up to Logan, but instead of pulling over, she makes aggressive lane changes and hits speeds over 90 mph. It looks like the chase is over when Logan crashes into a cement barrier, but she gets out of the car and hops over the barrier and into a canal below. Police eventually drag Logan out of the water themselves. Melina Logan, 27, now charged with grand theft, fleeing, and resisting arrest. More crime and justice news after this.
Wusstest du, dass Zehntausende deutsche Unternehmen bereits Shopify nutzen? Von innovativen Startups bis hin zu Familienunternehmen mit langer Tradition? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify kannst du Produkte über beliebige Kanäle verkaufen. Ob persönliches POS-System oder umfassende E-Commerce-Plattform. Auch Social Media und Marktplätze wie Facebook, Instagram und eBay werden unterstützt. Dank der ständig wachsenden Auswahl innovativer Funktionen und des zuverlässigen technischen Supports ist es ganz einfach, dein Business mit Shopify aufzubauen. Ob Produktpräsentation oder Bestell- und Zahlungsabwicklung. Shopify bietet alles, was du für die Verwaltung deines Business brauchst. So kannst du dich ganz auf dein Business konzentrieren. Shopify kostenlos ausprobieren und dein Business voranbringen. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Also Shopify.de/try. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Prosecutors have disclosed that Rex Huerman, the New York architect charged with killing three women and leaving their bodies along the Long Island coast, had a blueprint of his crime saved on his computer. As Sydney Sumner with Crime Online tells us, Huerman is also suspected of killing two additional women.
The 60-year-old Huerman went before a judge to be charged in connection with the murders of Jessica Taylor and Sandra Castilla, two young women who were long suspected of being killed by men who preyed on prostitutes. In what has become known as the Gilgo Beach serial killings, Huerman had previously been accused of killing four other women. It was in 2003 that Taylor disappeared. Castilla was found dead 30 years ago in 1993. Her being included in the case reflects investigators' belief that Huerman was killing women much sooner than originally thought. The latest accusations follow police searches of Huerman's Massapequa Park residence in a Long Island woodland area connected to the investigation. Prosecutors have revealed in court documents that they were able to match hairs discovered on or close to the bodies of both victims to a DNA profile that is most likely Huerman's, this thanks to the application of advanced forensic testing techniques. Prosecutors also claim to have found a file on a hard drive in Huerman's basement that was used to, quote, methodically blueprint his murders. In addition to practical lessons for, quote, next time, the all caps document includes a series of checklists with duties to complete before, during, and after the killings. Reminders to, quote, get sleep before hunt, have story set, and clean the bodies and destroy evidence are among the dozens of entries scribbled. Prosecutors claim that a section marked things to remember seemed to stress lessons learned from earlier deaths, such as the need to use a stronger rope and reduce noise to maximize, quote, playtime. One item on a body prep checklist is to remove head and hands, among other tasks. Huerman was ordered to be held without bail after entering a not guilty plea to the murders of both Taylor and Castilla during the hearing.
Outside of court, Huerman's attorney, Michael Brown, stated that his client is, quote, obviously in a bad place in terms of the new charges. Amidst lockdown conditions and ongoing federal investigation and multiple inmate deaths, the warden of a problematic prison in Wisconsin is set to resign later this month. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to our friends with the Wisconsin State Journal, Randall Hepp, warden of Waupun Correctional Institution, submitted his resignation last week. The publication was able to obtain an email that Hepp wrote to the personnel of the prison, explaining that while his decision wasn't simple, he thought it would be beneficial for the facility. He continued by saying that the prison had made progress in enhancing security. Speaking with the Associated Press in recent days, Beth Hartke, a spokesperson for the State Department of Corrections, said that Hepp had actually announced his retirement rather than his resignation. When asked for a copy of the original internal email, she did not respond. Britt Cutaback, a spokesman for the Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, directed all further questions to DOC leadership.
The State Journal is reporting that on June 30th, Brad Maladzic, a former Waupun deputy warden, will assume the role of warden.
Thanks, John. Melissa James sees her sister Melanie walking down 20th Street with a male friend. Sister Melissa pulls over to chat with Melanie, 21, for just a moment. Melanie says she's got plans to go to Albuquerque. 4 days later, Melanie's purse is found in an alley about a mile away from where she spoke to Sister Melissa. The person with whom Melanie was last seen is an African-American man, 6 feet tall, with curly hair and a thin beard. He says he last saw Melanie that evening. A year after Melanie's disappearance, a woman matching Melanie's description is spotted at Farmington Family Dollar. She behaves oddly, like someone may be watching her. Melanie is Native American, 5 feet tall, 120 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She's got a spade tattoo on her right index finger. Melanie last seen wearing a blue bandana top, jeans, and Converse sneakers. Melanie James, now missing 10 years. If you have info on Melanie James, please call Farmington, New Mexico PD, 505-599-1070. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.